I said objection, non-responsive. Let me explain a few more things to you.
What?
Let me explain a few more things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given a deposition before like this?
I've given a ton of depositions.
Okay, so you understand the process somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Sure do.
Okay. When I ask you a question, you need to do your best to respond only to my question.
Are you going to arrest me? I'll say whatever I want, and if we have extra, that's too bad. There's no rule that says I can't give a full answer. I'm telling you the rules. Have you ever been in a deposition where they can't stand who you are?
Any other time in history, these kind of attacks probably would have worked back then. But what's happened over the last 2 or 3 years is everybody now, we see through those lies. We see through the media. Everybody knows what the truth is. Everybody knows. You can talk to anyone on the street, and they know that the media out there, they had the media, but you know what? It's backfired on them. Everything they do. When you indict our great real president for the fourth time, every time they indict him, he goes up more in the polls. And you know what? I said once to the media, I said, you know, they keep indicting him. And I said, he's going to pretty soon have more votes than there are people in this country, like Pennsylvania did in the last election. And I said it in sarcasm. And then, of course, the media comes out. Mike Lindell's going to cheat for Donald Trump. He's going to get more votes than there are voters. But, you know, people are onto it. Evil overplayed its hand. Evil is greedy.
Go to hell, New World Order.
What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got that tractor beam out of commission, or this is going to be a real short trip. Okay, hit!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. All right, I wanted to get Mike Lindell on this week to get an update on the great things he's doing. Then I noticed depositions from months ago with him have gone viral, where they were trying to stir him up and make him mad with these lawsuits for him questioning an election. And that dovetails into our own reporter, Owen Schroyer, that's gotten national news attention. He's flown to D.C. today for sentencing for being at the Capitol with me, trying to stop people going in. And Owen, they say, needs prison time because he, quote, questioned the election again a few months ago. They asked for jail time because he, quote, is unrepentant and is questioning them again. So they're trying to outlaw us questioning elections when overwhelming evidence has come out of election fraud. So coming up, we'll play a few of the clips. I certainly feel for him. I've been tortured in these depositions as well. I'm being deposed again tomorrow. I'll be on the show for part of the show. But I wanted to get him on just with updates and all the things that are going on and some of the counter things he's filed. So, Mike, thanks for giving us an update.
Well, thanks for having me on. This has been just an incredible weekend. They leaked all of my deposition, or at least 20 minutes of it, when I was very upset with these lawyers, these ambulance chasing corrupt lawyers that are, you know, start in on my pillows, calling them lumpy pillows and attacking my employees of my pillow. It was disgusting, Alex, absolutely disgusting. And I just let them have it. And then they go, then one of the things they said, it's really important, everybody, that everybody, the judge in that case was appointed by Biden a year ago in July. And that was her first case in history, was Mike Lindell and this guy named Eric Coomer suing Mike Lindell, an ex-employee of Dominion, about this election stuff or whatever. Well, we put in as a frivolous case to get it dismissed, And she never ruled on it. She said, no, I'm not going to decide yet if I want to dismiss it or not. You go ahead and spend millions of dollars on discovery, and you take a year of your time out and go do this. So I called out the judge, too. The guy goes, you know, the judge is going to see this. I said, I don't care. I said, this will set a precedent for our country.
Well, let's be clear. That was done with me. It just happened with Giuliani. They don't let you have an anti-slap. They don't let you use the law to have a dismissal up front. They just forget the law and move forward.
It is terrible, everybody, and this is going to set a precedent. I said to them, what about the little guy out there? What about somebody that doesn't have any money? You can do it. You can put any lawsuit against anybody, and if they don't have the money, you destroy their lives. And they're automatically have to put up money and get a lawyer and fight it, even though it might be completely frivolous, which I was just so upset.
So bottom line, you're being persecuted. You're being persecuted for questioning an election. I want to play some of these clips coming up, but just to show a microcosm of this, here's Tim Pool. We'll play it later after you leave. You know, pointing out that InfoWars journalist threatened with jail for his First Amendment. They overhead shot, please. They actually put this in the sentencing document. The feds want jail time because Owen, they say, is unrepentant. He questioned months ago the election again, and they talk about his show that comes on at 3 p.m. Central today. He won't be here. He's in D.C. facing this, and I'm going to show people later the actual filing where it says, for his free speech, we want him put in jail. So Mike, I mean, you said it. This is the end of America if they get away with this.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't stand up now, we have one shot at this, everybody. Not only are we have to fix our election platforms, which we're making great headway, but we've got to also have courage. Courage is contagious. If you're saving your courage for a rainy day, it's pouring outside. And everyone can sit back and say, well, let's let everybody else cover the front lines and get behind this. We need everybody to get behind and stop this. This is unbelievable. They can weaponize the government and the courts against everybody, and there's no constitution anymore. There's no rights. You know, I'll tell you, that bugged me more than anything, that this judge didn't even look at it for dismissal. What if it was completely mistaken identity or whatever? You're not even going to look at it. You're going to say, you go ahead and spend millions of dollars. And, you know, the bad thing about this is, one of the bad things is, they went after MyPillow. They sued MyPillow. MyPillow, they're nothing to do with their CEO out there speaking out about elections. These are an employee-owned company. I just happen to be the biggest stockholder, but it's all employee-owned company. And these people have families and such. I told these lawyers, you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't, you know, going after these families and these individuals and these, you know, I've over 1,000 employees, and some have been with me 20 years. And
well, they're just mad. They're just mad.
They're
just mad you didn't ship your company to China. That's what they're really mad about. So I wouldn't even speak to these lawyers about their conscience. Right. They don't have one. That's who they are. So I'm going to play a few clips of this. Here he is trying to stir you up, saying, oh, you've got lumpy pillows. Here it is.
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay, when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are. Mike, no, sorry. He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one, though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying,
obviously, you don't have a My Pillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell,
asshole. Well, go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
I understand.
Yeah, go. When you're saying what?
All right, Mike, I know you're mad they leaked this stuff, but I got to be honest. All over the internet, people love you more than ever. People are so sick of this lawfare. They see right through this, Mike.
Right. Well, they leaked it all. You know, I lost my cool on that one, but there's over 20 video clips. That's the only one I swore in, but that's how mad I was. And that's the one that went viral because I was out of character by doing that. But you know what? He cut out the part where with the stuff that they were doing, trying to antagonize me and attack my pillow and my employees. And I'm telling you, you can attack me. I can take that. You start attacking my pillow, my employees. I got a big problem with that, especially when you're criminal to begin with, you criminal lawyers out there. And I'll tell you, and then for them to leak it, it backfired on them, Alex. They released all these tapes that they shouldn't have, all these clips from that they sound bit from these three depositions, not just one. It's redundant. Oh, because they sued my pillow too. Now you got to come in and represent my pillow. So you have the same criminal crooked lawyers and this guy making faces at me. The guy, Eric Coomer, the guy that's actually suing me, I didn't even know who this guy was. He's making faces and doing this stuff. You don't see him in the camera. But I'll tell you what, you're right. The public has took it. They released it thinking, oh, Mike Lindell, this is going to be the end of him. Well, you know what? That's wrong. The people have stood up. They know I'm standing up for everybody out there. The guy that could, if this could happen to any one of you out there, just because I speak out about our election and I want to fix our election platforms and help save our country, I'm speaking for everybody. I just happen to have a big mouth and I'm never stopping, ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm the same way. They've actually come up with some of my employees and horrible things to them. And that's what really gets to me, because they're not doing anything and they don't deserve this. And you're absolutely right. You know, they've gone after my dad, my sister, all these other people. And then they know exactly what they're doing. You know, they had a big Pentagon meeting a few weeks ago. We played the clips last week where the Pentagon people that run it now said, we're going to harass with lawsuits everybody fighting our new world order. And so that's what they're doing. Here's a few more clips. Just play the other two clips we've got. We've got more we're going to be playing here in a minute, but we're going to move on to solutions and other big breaking news. But again, people get you're being persecuted, they're being persecuted, and you're such a sweetheart, but they love seeing you get angry. Here it is.
So let me finish my question, okay?
Yes.
I tend to be a slow talker.
Good for you.
I'm from Texas originally.
Good for you. I got all day. We'll make a week of this. How about that? Go ahead.
Probably up to your lawyer, but I'm happy to stay as long as you'd like.
Just keep going.
All right. Why'd you call me an ambulance chaser?
What?
Why did you call me an ambulance chaser?
Because you are. This is a frivolous case. And if you're representing this guy and you've read this case, you are a disgusting lawyer. Period. That's my right to say. You want to sue me too, Mr. Ambulance Chaser? Are you working on contingency or consignment with the guy? What are you? No, I can't believe anybody would take this. This is absolutely disgusting. It's a disgrace to our country. It's a disgrace to you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. You asked me a question. I answered it.
All right. Tell us your full name, please.
Michael James Lindell.
Well, good morning, Mr. Lindell. My name is Charlie Kane. We met for the first time about...
Who's paying you?
About 4 minutes ago.
Okay. Go on.
Is that right?
What's it?
Is that right?
What was the question?
We met for the first time.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start slow. Because the court reporter is trying to take down what you're saying, okay?
Don't sit and scold me already, mister. I'll do whatever I have to do. So I don't. You're just a lawyer. You're an ambulance chasing lawyer. So don't start with me. I got all day. I'll take as much time as you want. So let's go. You're not my boss, you're just a lawyer, frivolous lawyer. So go. Don't start scolding me.
Oh, I'm asking questions. I'm not going to scold you.
Go ahead.
Mike, I'm told they're trying to get sanctions against you now for not bowing down to this guy.
Yeah, they're trying to. What he did is that on the last deposition, which was, I guess, about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. At the last one, remember, I've been deposed by these same lawyers twice. Well, I went into this one. I said, hey, you guys, I have a show today, which was Steve Bannon's show. I do it every day. And I said, I told him ahead of time I had this show. and I might have an emergency call coming in, which was what was with the banks canceling us and other things that were the attacks that was going on at MyPillow that you all knew about 3 weeks ago. Well, I told them this, and we ended up, all of a sudden, Banishow came up. Well, they didn't like that. Well, then it got to be into the afternoon, and I got the call, that the emergency call from the bank. I said, I got to take it. There's the call. And the guy goes, you're not taking that. You need to sit down. And that's where I said, no, I'm taking this. You guys are part of the problem. This is even happening. And I went out in the hall, took the call, came back in. And then he goes, we're shutting this down. You're going to have to pay sanctions. We're going to go. We're going to bring this to the judge. And I'm going, ooh, I'm really afraid you're going to bring it to the judge. So I said, I'll sit here all night. I'll come back for your thing. And you want to do sanctions? I've been sanctioned so many times already. It's disgusting, Alec. You know, this is the world we're in right now. You got, here's one. I actually went out, and my lawyers got, we went out and got, we went 12 Dominion machines from like four or five different states, and we put in for those for discovery, and we said we want to see them and go inside them. Well, a judge in Michigan said no, and not only you shouldn't have even asked, we're going to sanction you $26,000 just for asking. Well, this is my case. And I couldn't believe it. Then we went to the federal judge in D.C. He says, well, of course you can get those machines. Well, you think I can go back to that judge in Michigan and say I want my $26,000 back? Isn't it funny we've learned words like sanctions and no standing? It's funny how none of us have standing, and we're getting sanctioned for just asking things and part of our case. For
let's expand on that.
It's disgusting.
Obviously, the judges are going to let any of this in. They're going to default you, claiming you didn't submit to them. That's what they're building. So they can then say, oh, you have a jury trial deciding how much money you owe. It's how they're doing it. The Supreme Court needs to act. This is their new attack program. They admitted about me. They admitted about everybody. This is their plan. You're in the same jaws of this. But shifting gears, they're trying to distract you from what you're doing. Tomorrow and on Wednesday, I am going to be deposed. But we said, fine, split it up in 2 days. So I can at least do the last few hours of my show. So Harrison Smith will be here tomorrow and the next day. But I'll be here after that, you know, at like noon every day. Same thing with Trump, with all these indictments. It's meant to tie him down during the election. But That's why we're just going to work harder. People are going to figure it out. And yes, I know you also attacked him back in one clip. He says, oh, you're just making a bunch of money. We all know you were a huge superstar, incredibly successful, till you stood up for America. Now you're on the verge of them being able to shut you down. But America can save MyPillow and my store, and plus get great products made in America, and you're a sponsor of ours. Call to action. Let's flood Mike Lindell. And this should go out not just this show, but everywhere. Promo code Alex, get a discount. MyPillow.com/Alex. They don't want you to have funds. They want to shut you up. So enough about them. You're the man in the arena. If people stand with you, they should get great products. Give us a rundown of the products and some of the big sales you got going right now.
Yeah, right. And I'm giving you four just for coming on your show right now, everybody. You can get the MyPillow queen-size sheets. We're closing out that line. $35 for queen-size MyPillow sheets. $39 for king-size. And then we're doing the original My Slippers. These are the ones that were $139. They're better than the other brand. I don't even want to mention that brand out there. The best slippers in history, $39.98. Then we have the MyPillow 2.0, the queen size. This is the first time we're putting them on sale today. You can buy an individual queen size, $39.99. This is the MyPillow 2.0 with the new technology available here in the U.S. For cooling technology, this cooling thread, I made a fabric for exclusively for my pillow. Made that last year in my off time. We put it all together because sleep is about temperature and height. So you can adjust my pillow to get to your exact height, and then you get the right temperature. Then we have the my towels, the 6-pack towel sets. Everybody, they're back. $39.99. Use that promo code, Alex. You guys have been the greatest support here on this show. And I'll tell you what, Alex, my employees being attacked, if it wouldn't be for shows like yourself, with their everybody buying their stuff, it builds their confidence that they're not going to lose their jobs, that they're going to still be able to go to work tomorrow. Some of them have been with me 20 years. We have careers at my
And Mike, let me interrupt you. That's all important, but I saw you, you know, 6-7 years ago on air and ordered some sheets and towels and thought these are great, and man, they're low price. I reordered some about 3 months ago. one towel is like $25 at the store, a crappy one. These are huge stacks. I mean, I don't know how you do it. Quite frankly, you ought to actually charge more to get more funds in to fund yourself. You've been kicked out of all the stores. These are, I mean, queen-size sheets are like $100, crappy ones everywhere. You got them for 30-something bucks. These are quality. These are great deals, and it keeps you on air. Yeah. People want to stand up. We don't have George Soros money, folks. We've got you. Everyone, unless you want to help the globalists shut down your right to vote, should go immediately to MyPillow.com/Alex right now. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys in that those towels, you got to realize, I'm going to just explain the towels. That's a six-piece set, and those towels, like Alex said, one towel in a Target or whatever would be $30-some or $30. And these towels aren't just towels. I reverse engineered them. You know, you go into a store and you feel, oh, they feel all lotiony and soft, and then you get them home and they don't work. This is a commercial idea with these towels. I said you could line a swimming pool with the towels that are in the stores, and our towels absorb. They work. They're actually soft, but they actually dry you off. And so when I make a product or invent a product or improve on a product, I reverse engineer it and say, how is it going to help each and every one of you out there? And that's what we've done with the towels, with the sheets. That's why people say, wow, you know, I'm buying my pillow. This weekend was really amazing. With me, the depositions going out everywhere in the country, people that had never bought my pillow before became supportive and bought the stuff and going, wow, this is amazing. Or people say, I bought some the other day. I didn't realize that I'm doing it to support Mike and my pillow. But these products actually work. They're the best pillow. People are responding when they made the comment about lumpy pillows. We've sold over 80 million My Pillows in 20 years. They work. They help you get the best sleep of your life. And now we've improved on them, the My Pillow 2.0. You use that promo code Alex, and you get the My Pillow 2.0. And you got to go to MyPillow.com/Alex. That special's right there where you can only get it there, where you get the MyPillow 2.0, the queen size for $39.99. That's 50% off.
So say it slow, because a lot of people are driving down the highway or they're listening on AM radio or however. They need to write this down. How do they get that even bigger sale?
Yeah. You need to get the bigger sale. This is MyPillow.com/Alex. Or if you're calling into MyPillow, make sure you tell them Alex the promo code and you tell them that promo code, everybody. These are exclusive specials that we just put up today. You're getting extra exclusive sales right now. So there's the MyPillow 2.0. The original My Slippers, those guys, you guys, these were $100-some. There's the buy one, get one free, but you can get the individual my pillow on there for that price.
All right, Mike, we got 2 minutes left. I know you got 2 minutes left. I appreciate you, but just don't be upset. I mean, I didn't know it boosted your sales, but I thought it would. Don't be upset that they got you hot under the collar. They think they're winning. They're going to lose because it's not just Mike Lindell. It's not just Donald Trump. It's not just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson. More and more people are Jack Posobiec. People are really waking up. We see that. In closing, you got a lot of great stuff and initiatives going on. What else are you up to?
Well, I want to quick tell you, too, one more thing. We extended the Labor Day sale, too, for your MyPillow.com/Alex. You can get our beds. We make them all here in the U.S., the best beds you'll ever sleep on. So if you're looking for a bed, that's where you need to go. The other stuff we're on, Alex, I'm fighting back with these Coomer guys. What I'm doing is we did a summary judgment, everybody, on Friday to get rid of these lawsuits, to get rid of it. Now, whether that judge after, you know, who knows what she's going to do. But a summary judgment we filed to get rid of this lawsuit once and for all, these frivolous lawsuits, so we can concentrate on securing our election. Which, by the way, everybody, if you go get the Frank Social app, that's my new election app, Frank Social, name like the name Frank Social. Go get that app at the App Store, and all the stuff we're doing right now. We have just in the last month, we have another 11 counties in this country committed to go to paper ballots, hand counted, and get rid of these electronic computers in our elections. Great things are happening. Tomorrow, everybody, tomorrow, the case that we had in Arizona to get rid of the machines there with Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham. We're appealing that tomorrow. It's going to be live streamed on my platform, Frank Speech, and Lindell TV. It'll be live streamed tomorrow right from the courthouse. We're going to win this, everybody. And if we don't, there with that Supreme Court there, the Arizona Ninth Circuit, we're going all the way to the Supreme Court. We are going to secure our elections platforms. We have a great plan for this fall to
seconds. In Arizona, you guys just had a big victory where the judge agreed that the election wasn't run right.
Absolutely. We're getting victories every day, and that was a big victory there. And we're getting, if you guys want to know about this, just get that Frank Social app at the App Store, and you can learn about your state. We just won another one up in Michigan, another one in Wisconsin. We're getting wins all over the place. You're not going to hear about these wins on Fox News and Newsmax and Salem Media.
No, you're not. Thank you so much. MyPillow.com/Alex.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been shadow banned. I've been called a liar. I've been silenced on virtually every platform created by man. My life has been threatened repeatedly. They've tried to destroy me, but I've survived. And that's why I'm joining Mug Club.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
You want people to fight tyranny? Well, we're doing it. But you got to back us. We're turning the tide. We need your help.
I said objection, non-responsive. Let me explain a few more things to you.
What?
Let me explain a few more things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given a deposition before like this?
I've given a ton of depositions.
Okay, so you understand the process somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Okay. When I ask you a question, you need to do your best to respond only to my question.
You're going
to
arrest me? I'll say whatever I want, and if we have extra, that's due. There's no rule that says I can't give a full answer. I'm telling you the rules. Have you ever been in a deposition where they can't stand who you are? Have you?
A lot more than you, sir.
Okay, good. Keep going. All right. Don't tell me about my depositions. You're not my boss. You're just some frivolous lawyer in here, and you bring in this frivolous case to me. And especially against a company that had nothing to do with anything. Right. You're disgusting. Keep going.
I want you to understand another thing.
What's that?
This case is pending in federal court in Colorado.
I don't care. What does that have to do with anything?
Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. There's a federal judge that's going to likely be reading and watching this deposition.
I don't care.
Do you understand that?
I don't care. She should have dismissed this a long time ago. Okay. She hasn't ruled on that. There's a problem. I got a problem with her, too.
Okay. The judge has practice standards on how...
No, the judge did not dismiss this case. We put in to get it dismissed, and she ruled an unfair ruling saying, well, go ahead and do discovery and waste all your time while I'm sitting there not doing nothing. That's what that judge is doing. So don't tell me what the judge is doing, and you just let me worry about the judge reading this, okay?
I just want you to understand that.
No, you just don't worry about me. You're not out for my benefit, okay?
All right. Mike Lindell's our guest for a few more minutes. We have Enrique Tarrio and other victims of the police state scheduled to call in from prison next segment. But this is the tyranny we're witnessing. he does an anti-slap filing. They did it to me. The judge says, we're not going to see that. The case goes on. Then they default you, claiming you don't give them the information. Then they use the twisted information in front of a jury where you're already guilty. That's their plan. They want to intimidate us. This is their operation. So talk in closing, because during the break, I was saying Biden, and you said, yeah, it's all CIA, Washington Post, which we know the CIA is running the Washington Post, and Jeff Bezos. So talk about that, but also I see the victories in Arizona, other states. Nobody talks about those and control corporate media. So finish up, please, sir, for MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell.
When I talk about the CIA, I'm well versed in them now, everybody. When I had the cyber symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the summer of 21, when I had that, there were so many people involved with the CIA there. Remember, my witness that I have, my information comes from Dennis Montgomery, who worked with the CIA. So we're very well versed in that. Then the Washington Post leaked stuff back then all over the place. When I got physically attacked, it was in the Washington Post saying, Mike Lindell did not get attacked. He's lying. He didn't get attacked. Well, read the police report. We got the guy's picture all over the news, but they never did anything. Then I go to do another deposition, and they leak that. The Washington Post leaks that. Then we do the $5 million challenge where they corruptly, there's a whole thing that's going to come out about that, everybody, that's still in court, by the way, that $5 million challenge. Mike Lindell loses $5 million. It doesn't even go to court till the end of 2024. They want to push everything out. The CIA is directly, I believe, involved with all this, and it starts with the Washington Crooked Post. The Washington Post is behind it. How can they release all my deposition and they sound bit me? And this is all a plan they have. But remember, Alex, evil is greedy, and they're very greedy. And what they're used to doing, well, we could do this, and it's going to destroy Mike Lindell, but it hasn't. We've got God on our side, and I'll tell you what, my faith is a lot bigger than anything CIA and all that other garbage that's going on.
No, absolutely. They got a bully or intimidate us, and it was the CIA or the Washington Post that took down Nixon when he didn't want to sell out to them. So, yeah, we're up against the bad guys. Go ahead.
Absolutely. We're up to horrible, horrible guys. And it goes so deep. And everyone can say, oh, come on, Mike, the CIA. I 100% know this.
That was in the weaponization hearings. That the CIA runs the whole thing with big tech to censor when you question elections.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to tell everybody something. Do you know the evidence I had originally, Alex? Originally, the CIA approached my family members and other people saying, the evidence you have, and they use Dennis Montgomery's name. You have Dennis Montgomery's evidence. It's no good. It's no good. He's a con man. I'm going, whoever said it? I never mentioned Dennis Montgomery. Well, and you know, I'm going, well, Dennis Montgomery worked for you guys, and now you're threatening or telling my family that I should give up and not even bring the evidence forth. I mean, so they're almost telling on themselves back then. It's disgusting. But they what they're doing now, linking this stuff to the public, it backfired on him. It backfired on him. They go, oh, we're going to show Mike Lindell. He's really upset. I'm sure every person gets upset out there. I'm not going to change who I am. You know, maybe I went a little too far in that deposition.
They act like it's bad when we get mad because they're scared of us getting mad.
Yeah, exactly. And but I'll tell you what, I've had so much support. And you have all supported me out there and my company. And we thank each and every one of you. And you can do that by continuing to buy our products, because I'll tell you what, I have employees that used to be afraid. And now, because of all of you, over the last 2.5 years, we've been attacked. For them, it's just a comforting confidence that people are still buying.
Same thing with my crew. Same thing with InfoWars. That's why we're two peas in a pod. Talk about some of the victories that we don't see in the controlled corporate press in closing.
Yeah, what you all need to know, there's victories in so many of these states. Remember, we have a plan to secure our elections. You can go check out the plan at Frank Social. Get the app, Frank Social. Just this week in Arkansas, we just won some huge things in Arkansas. Two more counties going to paper ballots. 18 of them in California.
But I saw we're in Arizona. Counties. They just ruled for Kerry Lake that the ballots weren't done right.
100%. Kerry Lake's got big. We got big things going on there. Tomorrow, everybody, you're going to see we finally got the case there to get rid of the machines before the Ninth Circuit in Arizona. And my lawyers, they really believe that we can get this all the way to the Supreme Court. The dominoes are going to start falling. You guys, there's so much hope out there. I can't tell you enough. You should all, if you want to find some hope, quit watching Fox News and stuff and watch the shows like your show, Alec, because people need to hear the hope that's going on. People are getting, you take what's going on right now in our country with them open borders and the fentanyl pouring in, and people end up feeling hopeless and they turn to drugs or they magnify, it gets magnified and their kids are dying. It's disgusting. People need to hear the hope. And I'm going to tell you something right there. Go to the LindaleRecoveryNetwork.org. If you have anybody in addiction, it's free. I used to be a crack addict. I used to be addicted. Now you can all go there. It's free to anybody that's got any addiction. And LindaleRecoveryNetwork.org. You can go there and get help.
Mike, in closing, the enemy doesn't get why Trump gets more popular as they try to put him in jail. Or when they leaked all this, cherry pick stuff of you getting mad out of three depositions, and it makes you get bigger sales. They just don't get. They just don't get it. And so the numbers show they're in deep trouble. Don't.
Yeah, they are. And any other time in history, I talked to our real president the other day and I told him this, any other time in history, these kind of attacks probably would have worked back then. But what's happened over the last 2 or 3 years is everybody now, we see through those lies. We see through the media. Everybody knows what the truth is. Everybody knows. You can talk to anyone on the street and they know that the media out there, they had the media, but you know what? It's backfired on them. Everything they do. When you indict our great real president for the fourth time, every time they indict him, he goes up more in the polls. And you know what? I said once to the media, I said, they keep indicting him. And I said, pretty soon he'll have more votes than there are people in this country, like Pennsylvania did in the last election. And I said it in sarcasm. And then, of course, the media comes out. Mike Lindell's going to cheat for Donald Trump. He's going to get more votes than there are voters. But, people are onto it. Evil overplayed its hand. Evil is greedy. They've overplayed their hand going all the way back to for a long time. And all the way
great
back
job,
to
Mike Lindell. Thank you. I need financing to fight the globalists. Plus, we've got great products you need. These are historic. They're one of a kind. We sold out of Alex Jones for President shirt. Told you, these are all limited editions now. And we have a few of the political prisoner original mugshot, which is not the real mugshot, that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76. But what we do have being printed right now is the real Trump mugshot Never Surrender t-shirt. And on the front says Trump 2024. On the back it says Never Surrender. That's what he said yesterday. Infowars.com. So Trump 2024 in black and white and in gold with Never Surrender on the back. And that's a designer shirt, ladies and gentlemen. High quality fabric, high quality printing. So when we're selling these for $17.76, we paid like $15 for these. So we're just selling that one almost at cost. It's almost gone. So the original limited edition political prisoner shirt that is not the accurate mugshot, something we came up with when they were originally going to do it, didn't. Then we now have the real mugshot, and if you want those, they're being printed right now. Anybody tells you you've got the shirt, and it isn't a 2-week wait, it is full of it. We put the order in this morning. They'll be done in about a week and a half. They're making them right here in Texas, and they'll be shipping out. So get your orders in now and get a piece of history. Trump 2024 in black and white, the real mugshot, Never Surrender on the back, Infowars.com, and we have the gold one as well. I think the gold one will be the most popular, but we will see. All three shirts now available, the original ready to ship, limited edition about to sell out, and we also have a flash sale of X3, limited supply came in, and Vitamineral Fusion. Both are selling out very, very quickly, but despite that, they're 40% off. That's what finances operation. I want to thank you all for your support.